Good morning, 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Coming up this Friday, Galesburg Community Chorus has a big concert event, and we're going to find out all about it. Joining us this morning, the director of the Galesburg Community Chorus, Dr. Tim Pale, Associate Professor of Music and Director of Choral and Vocal Activities at Monmouth College. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on with us here this morning. And, boy, this is a big show coming up on Friday night, your Christmas concert 2018. You'll be at the First Lutheran Church 7:30 show and doing a sing-along Messiah. That is really interesting. Kind of explain what's going on with Handel's Messiah.
So we are performing the Christmas, what's referred to as the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah. So the whole work is a big oratorio with 53 different movements. That tells the story of the birth of Christ and the life of Christ and crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. So just the first portion, which is the first 21 movements, is the Christmas portion, which has to do with the foretelling the birth of Christ and the birth of Christ. There are a lot of choral organizations that perform just that first section at Christmas time. And there are a lot of people who have sung it, who know the music, who have heard it for years, or maybe in the past have sung it in choirs. And so sometimes organizations do sing-along Messiah. So there's a choir that's actually performing kind of on stage, but people who know the music and want to sing along, or maybe there's just one movement that they know really well, like the Hallelujah Chorus, which so many people know. People in the audience can sing along with those movements that they want to. So it's sort of, people can go and just enjoy the music like a regular concert, or, if they want to participate, it's their opportunity to do that as well.
Well, pretty interesting. That's going to make it even a little extra fun for the audience. Kind of sing along if you like to. You were talking about the Handel's Messiah and all the different movements. Now, was this, when he wrote this, was it partially for chorus, partially instrumental, or are you just doing instrumental, or the choral parts, or was it all? Was there a choral involved in the entire piece?
So there are a lot of movements for chorus, but so it's an oratorio, which is basically like an opera but without staging. So it's more like a concert where. A concert performance of an opera. So there would be a lot of solo singing as well as choral singing. So, for example, the 21 movements that are that make up the Christmas portion, there are six of those movements are for chorus. And all of the other 21 movements, all of the remaining movements of the Christmas portion are for soloists. So we have a soprano and also a tenor and a bass soloist as well. Because there's a lot of variety. You hear a big rousing chorus and then a beautiful solo and another type of chorus or whatever. The original is written for chorus and soloist and orchestra, but we are doing it with just a string quartet and organ.
Oh, okay. Tim Pale joining us. He is the director of the Galesburg Community Chorus. This Friday night, First Lutheran Church here in downtown Galesburg, 7:30 is the show. It's Sing Along Messiah. They'll be performing the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah. And, you can join along and join in and sing along if you so choose. Tim, what about tickets? How much do they cost? And are they just available at the door or anywhere else ahead of time?
No, we're just selling them at the door. They're $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, and free for all students.
Okay. Now, what's great about a piece like this, of course, perfect time of year because that's what it's all about. But you have to have the right acoustics, and being in a church, I think that, which is, I suppose that's why you choose. That's a great place to do your shows anyway, partially because of the acoustics.
Definitely. Different kinds of acoustics work better for different kinds of musical groups. A lot of times instrumental groups don't like to perform in spaces that are very, very live with a lot of reverb, but choirs very often like that sound and sound better singing in a place like in a cathedral or large church with a fair amount of reverb. It helps kind of make the sound warmer and rounder and fuller. It is challenging, though, when we're doing something with choir and orchestra, because usually the orchestra is right in front of the director, and then the chorus behind the orchestra. And so we're in a reverberant space trying to get everything exactly together, and the chorus, you know, the back row of the chorus might be, I don't know, 50 feet from me. And so it's very challenging. It's always a challenge. It counts when we go from the rehearsal space, which is a drier space, and the chorus is close to me, to a church, which is a live, you know, more live space. And so we always have to work on that aspect. The chorus has to really, really watch to stay with me and not actually trust their ears. If they just listen to what they're hearing, they're listening to the reverb, and they'll be kind, and the chorus and the orchestra will be together. So, but we love the result of singing in a space like that.
Dr. Tim Pale is the director of the Galesburg Community Chorus, among other things, this Friday night, 7:30 at First Lutheran Church. It is Sing Along Messiah, as they perform the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah, and you're welcome to sing along. Yeah, Tim, what is, did I read right, 74th year of the Galesburg Community Chorus?
That's right. So next year is our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
So we're thinking ahead to big things we might do to celebrate that. It was the 1945 was the year that the chorus was founded. So we've been going strong for a long time. And it was originally founded to perform Handel's Messiah and other works like it. It was local church choirs that, you know, each local church choir individually was too small to be able to do works with chorus and orchestra. So several of them got together and formed a larger chorus that could do that. So we are continuing that tradition.
Well, I suppose if somebody's thinking about a Christmas gift, one of the other things you can do, not only for this show, but that you do four shows a year, and you can actually buy a subscription, which you save some money doing that way. Just $52 for all four shows, or $40 for seniors. So that'd be a great idea for a Christmas gift for somebody, to be able to catch all four of your shows.
That's great. You are promoting us.
I know. That's what we're here for.
great idea.
Yeah, and so there you go. So again, this Friday night at the First Lutheran Church here in downtown Galesburg, 7:30 is the show, and it's $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, and students are free. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun event. And again, talk a little bit about the Galesburg Community Chorus. I know we talked in the past that if somebody is interested in singing, this is not a group that you actually have to audition for or try out. If you'd like to do it, you come and join. Talk about that process.
It's open to everyone, regardless of experience or age or background, and so because of that, there's really a wide range of levels of experience. We have some people who are really music professionals with lots of training who are attracted to singing with us, who want to sing with us because we do great music, and they want to sing in an organization. There's not another organization in Galesburg that things music like this. It kind of specializes in big works for chorus and orchestra, so a lot of singers who want to do that, who want to do great music like that. And then we have some other singers who don't have a lot of experience. They love, maybe they've listened to music, they love works like Handel's Messiah, but they don't have a lot of experience, and maybe they don't read music very well. Everyone's welcome, and it sort of balances out. You know, we have the people who have more experience help lead those who don't, etc. Big age range. We have a high school student. We have people up until, you know, certainly retirees, people from Galesburg and also surrounding communities. So if people come to a concert, there's information in the program about how to join, our email address and where we rehearse and everything. So
Perfect.
And we'll be starting rehearsals again in January for the spring, and we'll be putting information on Facebook and doing a press release, etc. So we'll get the word out.
Absolutely. Tim Pale, director of the Galesburg Community Chorus. Again, you can find their website, if you just Google Galesburg Community Chorus, it'll come right up. And again, Facebook page. And the concert this Friday night, First Lutheran Church here in downtown Galesburg, 7:30. It is the Sing Along Messiah, the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah, and you're welcome to sing along if you wish. And especially, I know probably you get great participation when you get to the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's the big fun one. The one that if people know one movement of this work, is that. So.
Absolutely. Tim, anything else we needed to know about the Galesburg Community Chorus or this Friday night show?
No, I think that covers it. I hope people can, I hope we have a great crowd, and I think it's going to be an excellent concert.
Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday night. Hope we get a lot of people there.
Thank you very much.